As Dr. Bauer mentioned, I'm going to really give you a very quick overview on CBPW because we have a fantastic panel here, and I want to do something somewhat unprecedented, I think, at APHA, which is I am donating some of my minutes. Just like you donate miles, I'm donating some of my minutes to my colleagues because I'm very excited to hear what they're going to share with us. And I will also, on behalf of the panel, share that none of us have any disclosures, relationships, and in my case also know the views I'm presenting are my own and not those of CDC. Our nation is experiencing a real tsunami of chronic diseases. Chronic conditions account for 75% of the $2 trillion that the U.S. spends each year in healthcare costs. Two preventable risk factors, tobacco use and obesity, are the main drivers of chronic disease in the U.S. There are 46 million U.S. smokers, 70% of whom want to quit, and smoking results in $96 billion per year in medical costs. As everybody knows now, obesity rates have risen dramatically over the last two decades, and now two-thirds of adults are overweight or obese. Obesity results in $147 billion per year in medical costs. Prevention of obesity and tobacco use is the focus of the CPPW program. CPPW is approaching the prevention of obesity and tobacco by focusing on where people live, learn, work, and play. As Dr. Bauer mentioned, CDC initiated the CPPW program in 2010, in March 2010, with an unprecedented investment in communities and states. Today's panel highlights a few of the communities that were funded within 50 overall that included 26 large cities and urban areas and 21 small city rural areas funded through 12 state health departments, through 12 state departments of health and three tribes. Overall, more than 55 million people live in the CPPW communities across the nation. The 50 CPPW communities have been guided by three core principles. First, all communities use a policy, systems, and environmental change, or PSE, approach. Secondly, communities are working to maximize impact through pursuit of jurisdiction-wide change and potent and innovative interventions. Finally, communities are trying to advance health equity and ensure that jurisdiction-wide interventions impact all members of the community by targeting efforts to subpopulations, working with and in organizations and settings to reach underserved populations, and addressing barriers to and potential unintended consequences of our PSE strategies. Many of you are familiar with Dr. Frieden's health impact pyramid. Along this continuum of public health work, CPPW is focused largely on the second rung of the pyramid, changing the context to make individuals' default decisions healthy. As many of you have heard before, the expression to make the healthy choice the easy choice. The bottom rung of the pyramid, where many of the most upstream social determinants of health, such as poverty, education, housing, racism, and inequality lie, has traditionally been thought to be outside the purview of public health practice. However, CPPW communities have demonstrated and operationalized that close partnership with other sectors. Is possible, and in fact, that is exactly what we're going to hear about today. And to do that close partnership with other sectors, CPPW communities have formed multi-sectoral coalitions and leadership teams that include elected officials, non-governmental partners, city and municipal staff, housing authorities, local business leaders, city planners, school and education leaders, media partners, local celebrities, as well as concerned citizens. This multi-sectoral approach has been essential for the work we are doing in changing the context. For community health, we know that the public health sector cannot do it alone. When we partner with other sectors, such as education, housing, planet, and economic development, and the private sector, we expand our potential impact for changing the environmental context. In addition, we increase our ability to work effectively on the social determinants of health that drive health disparities, That is essential for our goal of advancing health equity. Multi-sector approaches bring the range of skills and expertise needed to create sustainable, healthy communities. Non-health sectors are already making decisions in areas very important for public health. And there are many natural win-wins which need to be identified and promoted. Finally, these partnerships facilitate public health's ability to address the social determinants of health. To fulfill our mission to create healthy communities, CPPW communities have been working in partnership with other sectors throughout the U.S. and have made tremendous progress in just 18 months. We're very excited about what these communities have accomplished, and you can learn more about those success stories on this website.